Track 8. How to take part in the Big Garden Bird Watch. It's time to make it count and take part in the annual wildlife survey that gives us a snapshot of how the birds in our gardens are doing.
The Big Garden Bird Watch, which started in 1979, has become a much-loved annual citizen science event, providing the RSPB with a valuable snapshot of how our garden birds are doing in the UK. Over that time, more than 195 million birds have been counted and more than 12.1 million hours spent watching and recording garden birds. The results of the survey help paint a picture of how our garden birds are faring. It can help us identify possible reasons for declines and what we can do to try and reverse them. Over its four decades, Big Garden Bird Watch has highlighted the winners and losers in the garden bird world. The blue tit and great tit, much-loved garden species, have seen their average numbers rise by 24% and 61% respectively, while species such as the starling, currently at number 2 in the Big Garden Bird Watch charts, has seen its numbers drop by more than 80% since 1979. We've lost 38 million birds from our skies in the last 5 decades, and while starlings look to be doing well, being in second place on the list, we can't disguise the fact that starling populations across the country have plummeted during this time. Reasons behind declines in garden bird sightings are complex and continue to be investigated. Fewer green spaces, pollution, and a changing climate are just some of the challenges faced by many birds. By better understanding what's happening, we are better equipped to find solutions. Seeing a more positive change across the county, long-tailed tits were found in more than 33% of Norfolk gardens, which is an increase since the bird watch began. Now, these charming birds with distinctive pink, grey and white feathers and a long tail, like cotton wool balls on sticks, can be found in large family flocks of up to 20 birds in winter, so be sure to look out for them this year. Thanks to Garden Bird Watch, we now know how important our gardens are, not just for our resident birds, but also for those visiting our shores in the winter months. We often see a jump in the number of visits from birds like redwings and field fares, feeding on fruits and berries. There was a 105% increase in redwings seen last year in Norfolk Gardens when compared to 2023, but a 16% reduction in field fares. These birds breed in Fennoscandia, Iceland and Greenland, coming to the UK for its milder winter climate and bountiful supply of berries such as hawthorn, yew and rowan. In Norfolk, the top 5 birds spotted in the 2024 Big Garden Bird Watch were blue tit, house sparrow, wood pigeon, blackbird, and starling. Well, will it be the same story this time around? By taking part and submitting your sightings, you will join hundreds of thousands of other nature lovers in helping the RSPB understand how garden birds are doing in Norfolk and across the country. The next event takes place on the 24th, 25th and 26th of January, with registration open now. The Big Garden Bird Watch is for everyone. There's no prerequisite to be an expert. It's about connecting with nature for an hour in your chosen space, whether that's a garden, a balcony or a local park. It's a great way to start learning about birds and nature. And being in nature has some great health and well-being benefits, and it's great to do with children or a partner and learn together. Whatever you see, whether it's one blackbird, 20 house sparrows, or no birds at all, it all counts. Every bird counted, or not, helps the RSPB to build up a picture of how our garden birds are faring from one year to the next. with birds facing ever-increasing challenges due to the nature and climate emergency, it's more important than ever to submit your results, even if you see nothing at all. I'll be doing mine with a good brew and a slice of carrot cake. How will you do yours? And what will you spot? First of all, house sparrow. House sparrows were Norfolk's number two bird in the 2024 count, and despite this, they're still on the UK red list of birds of conservation concern. Affectionately known as spuggies or spadgers in parts, these cheeky, chirpy characters are often seen in family groups. They have a stout bill suitable for their varied diet of seeds, nuts, and scraps. The male has a grey head and black bib, the size of which displays his prowess. Female birds and youngsters are more delicately marked with more subtle brown and beige tones. Blue tit, the most commonly seen of all the tits. These iconic little blue and yellow birds are energetic and chirpy, flitting from branch to branch. They can often be seen joining other tits to form larger groups searching for food in winter. Predominantly seed eaters in winter, they love insects and caterpillars in the summer. Blackbird. Male birds are black with the iconic bright yellow beak. Female birds are much lighter in colour, often chocolate brown, and frequently speckled, displaying their link to the thrush family. They are often seen foraging on the ground, uncovering invertebrates under leaves. Many blackbirds spotted in our gardens over winter will be birds that have bred further north and will not be the same birds that were seen in our gardens in the summer. Long-tailed tit. These tiny, sociable birds have tails that are longer than their bodies. They have noticeable black and white stripes on their head, a white belly, and look to have been dusted with a pink blush. They hang around in large family groups and can be heard calling to one another almost constantly as they flit through trees. Starling. Now, these chirpy characters have a reputation that often precedes them. Sadly, their numbers have declined rapidly over several decades. They may appear loud and brash, but they're just chatty and sociable. Their speckled, iridescent plumage is a thing of beauty, changing shades between blues, purples, and greens in the sun. Redwing, the smallest of our thrushes, with a red streak down the side and under their armpit. These are winter visitors to the UK. They will look for food in gardens, especially on cold, frosty and snowy days. They are nomadic and will fly to wherever there is a food source. They love berries, but will also eat seeds and small insects. Now, registration for Big Garden Birdwatch 2025 is open now. To receive a free Big Garden Birdwatch guide, which includes a bird identification chart, top tips for your birdwatch, RSPB shop voucher, plus advice on how to help you attract wildlife to your garden, text BIRD to 82727. Or you can choose a free digital guide, which helps the RSPB spend more on nature by reducing costs, by visiting rspb.org.uk/birdwatch.